How you can use the beluga whale that loves to scare people. Knowledge is only rumor until it is in the muscle. New Guinea proverb. A recurrent emotional state always appears together with the attitude of the body. Moshe Feldenkrais. If I could say it, I wouldn't have to dance it. Isadora Duncan. Juno, a beluga whale that loves scaring people, by U/M3Nation007 and funny. We'll use the beluga whale that loves to scare people later in this article, but for now, some context. A few years ago, a dude paid me to measure his vibration. Then he went and shared it publicly on a big website, something like Light Warriors, I don't remember. Or Starseed something. I read just now that considering one a starseed, a cross between an alien and a human, is fueled with radical individualism. Whatever that means. On my website, in this reality-based work, we called it the delusion of being special. Being special beyond being an unrepeatable human. That is the angle of wanting to be special. While very rich, very successful humans do special things that are only special because most others don't do it. Instead of just wanting to be special for no reason. So when Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon.com, asked what new things will come, he answered that instead of the new things which are not predictable, he recommended focusing and putting energy into what won't change. People will want fast shipping, larger selection, good customer service, he said, and that way of thinking made him a billionaire many times over. Focusing and putting energy into what won't change. But for that you need to look outside, beyond yourself. I have found that looking, thinking outside of yourself is the hardest thing for today's human. And when they occasionally do, because I ask them, or they are in some challenge, they come back and are thrilled. It was an event. An incident. But they never do it again. But why? If it allows for peace, quiet, and harmony. If it allows for peace of mind, generosity, real contribution. Then why? When you watch the white beluga clip, you'll see that each child reacts slightly differently. How do you know? Because their body reaction, body movements give away what their emotional reaction is. And you don't know that, but I'll tell you. You'll repeat that bodily and emotional reaction throughout your life, leading to the same emotional state. The emotional state I call your homepage, because that incident puts in motion a machine or machine-like dynamic that is going to repeat that scenario, reaction to something. Doing whatever you did in the first incident. And then you get to the homepage conclusion. A cycle of that machine. Mine starts with surprise. Confusion. Then I scramble. Overwhelm. And end up devastated. Discarded. Worthless. That is where I end up. Devastated. Discarded. Worthless. Not a good script. I am currently in the confusion phase. Just beginning the scramble phase. Most people's homepage is worthless. Why? Inside the systemic value system, you are either excellent or horrible. Valuable or worthless. Valued or discarded. And we are all born with a systemic judgment capability only. The additional dimensions are added later. If ever. I just measured 11 of my clients. And have come to the conclusion that the more you have been able to be in the higher value system, the more dimensions things, people, events are perceived by you, the higher your chances for success. What do I call success? Whatever you call success. I don't have a measure for that. You get to say. If you want money as the measure of success, then success means money, and that is what I measure. If it is fulfillment, or love, or health, then that is what I measure. I don't even have to know. Source knows. 5 of the 11 haven't even peeked outside of the systemic. They live inside the right/wrong paradigm. No success is possible there. The rest are between 10% and 70%. Only when you have experienced, not as an event, but as a different world, the world with more dimensions than two, are you going to go for giving any heed, any attention, any importance to the other. The way to come out of that deep ditch. The way to come out of that deep ditch, the ditch of the binary, is to make frequent efforts to give a hoot about how others feel. Darn. Lol. The capacity to do that is the site, and specifically the driftwood, which is an aspect of the site. Obviously, the client who did the most work with that capacity is the one with the 70% score. You can only grow gradually. The light warriors, the starseed, are all stuck in the binary, if you have been wondering. It's all about them. Maybe some of them are exceptions, but only a very few. Now, back to the white beluga video, pay attention to the body of the children. The head, the neck, the shoulders. Experiment with your own. And watch as the predictable emotion arises. And if you are not careful, the machine runs a full cycle, and you'll end up on your homepage. The emotion. The worthlessness. Hopelessness. Resignation. Did you do it? Please comment below or send me an email. What was your last emotion? Your homepage. I'll muscle test for you if you followed instruction or not. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Saturday, July 29th at 5 p.m. my time, will have a workshop to experiment if you can move your body in different ways to get different emotions. It is a worthwhile learning. Why? Because if you can get that your emotions are embedded in body positions, then you can always do a reset. An intentional state change, and free yourself from that pesky trigger for your machine. Wouldn't it be worth for you? If you have been always ending at worthless. Beating yourself up. Giving up on yourself. You wouldn't have to. You would be able to continue with your projects, and build a life you love. Yeah. Learn to counter your emotional trigger. https://yourvibe.me/attitude